There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you would like. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you're just tuning in, we've been talking about decriminalization of cannabis, but also
repeal.
Yeah, thank you for that. Yeah, I need to correct my my terminology. We'd agreed in the last hour that repeal was a much more accurate term for what it is that those of us who are, you know, real freedom advocates want to see happen. Not that decriminalization is bad. It's not a bad thing. I fully support decriminalization. But if you go all the way with decrim, then you have repealed the undesirable statutes. So we were discussing that previously. And, of course, you're welcome to chime in here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Chris Campbell, you and I were at a decriminalization hearing today, and it was actually kind of interesting to watch this criminal justice committee, which I've been in front of a number of times, but every 2 years it changes somewhat, so there's new faces on the committee who have not been on the committee before, and so we were talking to them about why they should go ahead and move forward with this bill on decriminalization. But you could tell that there were certain people on the committee who were, let's just say, not too friendly towards the idea, and they one of the big objections, because something that you'll see happening, and you saw it happen today with, like, one of the police chiefs. There was this guy who is, like, the head of the police chiefs association. So it's this white-haired guy that, Rich Paul, you actually confronted
on video. I gave him a severe tongue-lashing one time.
That was
fun. Like it a bit.
So this guy shows up, and when he gets up to go testify, all he really does is say, "Well, I'll just give you my written testimony in the interest of time," and he just hands over the written testimony, and that's the end of his testimony. That was it. He didn't even bother to trot out all of the old lies that they tend to trot out. You know, it's going to make you grow hair on your palms, or, you know, make you grow breasts, or whatever nonsense that they like to trot out. One of their favorite lies, of course, is to claim that they don't put anyone in jail for it. And there was another cop who did get up from the state police and made that claim, but then a lawyer got up after that and totally rebuffed him on that claim.
In fairness,
that's the claim that I always enjoy, because I've every marijuana arrest for me has resulted in jail time.
In fairness to that cop, he said, "In New Hampshire, your first time arrest just for simple possession isn't going to result in jail time." That's what he said.
And then you don't pay the fine.
The attorney came up. Well, that's another question. And I understand that cycle of violence, of course, but most people, the legislature probably doesn't quite put two and two together with that. What the attorney had come up and said afterwards was, people who had a second time, there was a judge somewhere in New Hampshire who, on a second offense, would, no exceptions, send people to jail for 30 days just to sort of spank you and teach you a lesson, like, you better obey me, otherwise you're going to go to jail for 30 days.
Well, right. The cops like to sort of make this blanket claim that you don't go to jail for simple possession. And sometimes they'll put the qualifier in front of it that it's the first time.
Right.
But you still get arrested for it.
Yeah.
You know, you still get put in handcuffs, and they'll still put you in a holding cell while they fill out all of that. That feels like jail.
Qualifies as a jail to me. I'm sorry to tell you, you throw me in a cage, pal.
Also, there's people on bail who do go to jail for their first offense because of violation of bail conditions.
Or violation of probation. People on probation who then test dirty in a P-test or something.
And that's
like that.
One of the other nice things. I mean, I don't know how much difference it would make with probation, because probation can be violated even for drinking alcohol. Universally in Cheshire County, they strike out the language that says no excessive use of alcohol and say no use of alcohol. And according to my probation officer, that was orders from the judge.
So one of the kind of points I was trying to make was that there's this feeling, I think, amongst these hearings these days that wasn't there several years ago when I first started to attend them. There seems to be a feeling that it's inevitable. Like, you can see that in the way that police chief didn't even bother to talk in front of the committee at that point. And it reminds me, today reminded me a little bit of one of the medical hearings right before medical cannabis passed, where the police chiefs, again, they seemed resigned to the fact that they were losing this one. And so they changed how they approached their testimony. Their testimony used to be, we can't do this, this is dangerous, children, you know, like all the typical anti-cannabis points. But then when they realized that they were going to lose, the way they approached it became, well, we need to make sure we put appropriate regulations in place for this. So it was like they knew it was coming, so okay, well, let's try to create more state around it, was essentially how they changed their testimony.
Yeah, they kept on hammering home, well, we've got to do something about the youth.
Today, that was happening today.
And they said they wanted to have some provision for repeat offenders, that the way the bill was proposed, the way the bill was proposed would be, it would just be a $100 fine. And somewhere in their lunatic brains, they think that people could just afford to pay $100 fines all the time.
Right.
It's not a big deal.
They literally said something like, well, what if you get 30 charges? It's still $100 a piece.
And then $3,000 out of my pocket,
right.
You know. And I just, it's difficult to go in there. And again, we don't mince words when we go there, but we also don't get to interact directly with those guys while they're testifying. I mean, it's one of these things I just want to explain to them, like, look, my purpose here is not to make it more incentivized to obey you, right? Like, this is not the goal, is to have people do what you say, and you're trying to create a deterrent to something. Well, if sending people to jail for a year wasn't a deterrent, right? Like, what do you think a $250 fine is going to be on the second offense, or $500? It's, people are doing this because it's not the penalty that dissuades people from breaking laws. It's the certainty of punishment, right? So if somebody's willing to risk a year in jail to smoke some weed, well, they're certainly going to be willing to risk a $500 fine or a $1,000 fine or a $10,000 fine. This is not a thing that people are saying, oh, well, the penalties are just so severe. You know, they're saying, I'm not going to get caught.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And every time I've ever known somebody who's been caught for cannabis, they've never stopped smoking cannabis.
Never.
So it's fascinating watching these statist-minded folks on these panels where, you know, one of the points they were making is, well, where's the ratcheting up? This needs to ratchet up. It needs to get more serious every time that somebody gets busted for this. It's like they don't even understand why we're sitting here in this decrim hearing. The reason why we're sitting in a decrim hearing is because you've got ratcheted penalties. You've got severe penalties right now.
Yeah.
And that's not stopping people from smoking cannabis. It's like they still believe that there's some sort of way that they can mold this. Well, we're willing to look at decriminalization, but it needs to ratchet up. As though that there's some way they can mold this new legislation to somehow stop people from smoking cannabis. They still believe that.
Yeah, and I said this to them when I testified. I was like, look, you people can't do what you're claiming you're trying to do. You're trying to stamp out drug use. You're just plain incapable of doing it.
Right.
And it's damaging your credibility. Nobody takes you seriously.
Which we like it that it damages their credibility, but we'd like to end the war on drugs.
Right. I'd like to damage your credibility without sending people to prison, you lunatics. And so, you know, this was the thing that I said to them. They were so concerned about the youth. And I'm like, well, here's the message that you sent to this youth. Okay, because when I was a kid, I picked up some marijuana when I was 13 years old, and then I found out that all of this reefer madness nonsense that I had been taught growing up was complete garbage, and then I threw out everything that my parents and teachers and government had told me. I said, well, I guess LSD's not that bad. I guess cocaine's not that bad. I guess heroin's not that bad. I guess there's no such thing as morality. And I went down a very dark path that ended me up in jail for things that were actually creating victims, and it wasn't until after that I started to say maybe I need to figure out some sort of moral compass here.
Some LSD is not that bad,
yeah,
but some
true.
Of it is fantastic.
But, you know, we can make arguments about
I went through the same thing, though, and I've argued that was something. I actually wrote a letter to the editor that was never published when I was in jail when they were talking about the heroin epidemic, and the superintendent of the jail went on some radio program, and I sent a letter to the news that says, you know, if you stop lying to people about marijuana, you'll have some credibility when you tell them about about heroin.
All right, there's more coming up here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You're welcome to share your thoughts on repeal of cannabis prohibition. 855-450-FREE. We've also got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Plus, is legalization actually leading to damaging the drug cartels? More coming up.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Davi Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brain worm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll-free and take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just drop on by freetalklive.com and do enjoy the features that we share with you there. You can actually create the content that you see there on the front page of the website. Other listeners have submitted stuff like YouTube videos, blog posts, and news articles, whatever you think's interesting, exciting, outrageous, whatever you want to share with us and our listeners. You can do that at freetalklive.com. And then, again, other folks can vote it up or vote it down, and so can you. So go get interactive for free at freetalklive.com. Now, we can't get you to Vegas for free, but we can get you there pretty affordably. In fact, the folks over at Vegas.com serve up Vegas from the inside, because unlike other travel sites, at Vegas.com, they're from Vegas. They live in Vegas, work in Vegas, and they party in Vegas. They know the people that set the deals, and the second the prices drop, Vegas.com drops them on their site in real time. You can get the best rates on not just hotels, but also headliner shows, tours, attractions, and VIP bottle service at top clubs, all over at Vegas.com. Now, they've normally got some of the best prices you'll find out there, but you can get an extra 10% off on everything on the site, with the exception of air hotel packages. That's because they can't get the discount on the airlines. But you use code FTL when you're checking out at Vegas.com to get that bonus 10% off on hotels and shows. Again, code FTL, Vegas.com. It's the only place you can get insider information for the Vegas trip of your life.
And I haven't use them when I went down there, but I'll tell you,
if you're
interested in like going, getting like VIP bottle service in Vegas is awesome if you've got the bucks to do it, but you're usually going to end up like tipping a bouncer or something like that and slipping him like $100 to get in there. It's not really? It's not easy. If you schedule it in advance, then you could probably get in there minus that on top of your discount, and then you're going to be in a VIP area. You can invite girls from the dance floor, like, come on up into VIP. We got bottles, you know, and it's a great, great thing for you to be able to do.
Vegas.com, code FTL. Our toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. We've been talking about repealing prohibition, specifically prohibition on cannabis, but we should repeal it all. In fact, that's what you said to these guys at this decriminalization hearing today, and it's always fun to throw that one out there.
Oh, I love that, because he goes, you would repeal all laws about all drugs, cocaine and heroin? I was like, and methamphetamine, the whole nine yards. And the guy looked at me like I had three heads, and he said, I was like, look, man, I'm carrying a gun right now in front of you, right in this place. I can do infinitely more damage with this gun than I can with any of the drugs that you just listed there. So what is, we expect people to behave in a responsible manner with their guns. It seems to be working out pretty well in this place where we have next to no restrictions on them, and they still just can't seem to get that through their heads about drugs.
Yeah, it's always an interesting conversation. And so whether or not decrim is going to make it through this year is yet to be seen. Normally in New Hampshire, the state house will vote for decriminalization. In fact, I believe there was some testimony today that revealed that last time they voted for it, which was last year or whatever, they voted like 70% for decriminalization, which is, by the way, a veto-proof margin. The only problem has been with the Senate, and so, you know,
and I think the Senate, I think the situation in the Senate was sort of some kind of technicality that it just never even came up for a vote. It didn't get voted down.
Put it off. I think they like put it into a study committee to basically kill the bill.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they did that because the governor had said that she would veto it. So getting rid of this governor will probably help.
So we've got a lot of work to do here in New Hampshire, and that's one of the reasons why the Free State Project exists, is to gather liberty-oriented folks together who actually care about freedom into the same geographic area so we can have a greater impact. And so if you like some of the stuff we're talking about here tonight, join the fun. There's plenty of room for you at the State House, because while I pointed out that there were 60 people who showed up today to support decriminalization, most of them were supporting. Let's say 50 were supporting and 10 were opposed.
Yeah, there were a few bureaucrats and people who had other financial agendas.
And don't forget Coach Children.
Right, which was creepy from what I heard. I didn't actually see that one happen. But there were other bills, Chris, that you and I went and testified on. Daryl Perry was with us as well, where we were pretty much the only people there testifying in favor of it.
Which is a thing that really honestly frustrates me. We've got a lot of, there's a lot of people centered in certain geographic areas around here that like to wave their fingers at us and look down their noses at us. And I'm like, where are you? We went to civil asset forfeiture, which I think should be an absolutely, that is one of the worst things that goes on in this country is the civil asset forfeiture. They're taking billions of dollars of property away from people and really not giving them any due process, all before they're convicted of any crime. It happened to me as I explained to them today. And I can't believe that just nobody, where's Carla Garrick? Where's the Free State Project? Where are the people who are supposed to be these really highbrow, awesome activists who are so much better than the Keeniacs?
Well, I'm not going to point out individuals. There are obviously 1,600 people here in New Hampshire, and any one of them could come and join us at the State House. And on certain issues, they show up. On guns or pot, it's not hard to get the liberty activists to show up for that. But on these more obscure issues, if you will, it really seems like there's a real core group of 3 to 5 people, 3 of which come from Keene. And then there's the rest of them are mostly the state reps. The state reps are there, the ones that are liberty-oriented state reps. They're showing up, and they're doing the right thing, and they're doing amazing work. You've got to give them credit. And some of them come from those areas that you talked about. So, there's credit to go around, I think, to some extent on that. But, the common excuse, Chris, is that, well, they have jobs, so they can't go.
Well, they have jobs, so they can't go, and we're bad guys for engaging in civil disobedience. If you don't want me to harp on this individual, I won't, but I'm going to say it one more time. Carla Garrick came to Keenevention, okay, and she gave this whole thing about poking the bear and how, and gave the implication that if Keene had turned Central Square into Guantanamo Bay, which they had apparently entertained putting some big fence around it when you went to jail, gave the implication that that would have somehow been your fault. And that infuriated me. That's when I went out and I got my smartphone. I was going to leave her alone at Keenevention, which is a yearly convention that we put on here in Keene. And Carla Garrick's the president of the Free State Project. And there's some, differences of opinion on a number of different subjects there. And so she came to that convention and gave this speech about poking the bear that we're, implying that we're responsible for some really bad things that might go on as a result. But where do I see her at the State House? The only thing I've seen her at was the was Bitcoin. So apparently
she came out for the police militarization thing.
And remember, she's the president of the Free State Project.
And she didn't come back to actually testify at that. She showed up at that the first time. They rescheduled it. We went back. Nobody else went back.
But you don't get people to participate by raking them over the coals. Like when people show up, the best thing to do is appreciate the fact that they've shown up for something. Like, oh, thanks for coming. Really appreciate you coming here. Hey, why don't you come on out and join us once a week? We're up here, us guys from Keene, we're here two times a week at minimum. And usually that's, Tuesdays and Thursdays in New Hampshire, the days to go up and do these things. So try to be more positive towards it. But I share your frustrations, Chris, with, we've got 1,600 people here. Why shouldn't there be, 1% of them at the State
House? Why does the one that has a $50,000 a year job to be an activist not come?
Because it's she's getting paid to move people to New Hampshire, not to do things here.
Yeah, that's a good point, Rich. 855-450-FREE. We've all got our roles. More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, and we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price, $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We'll take your calls about what you'd like to discuss here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And join us online over at freetalklive.com. We have all kinds of features waiting for you there. So go and enjoy. Once again, freetalklive.com. Also, ExpressCoin is the best choice for getting your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Litecoin, and Dogecoin. It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. They're a licensed money services business. You can go there and get your favorite cryptocurrency with a check or money order, wire transfer. Just start off over at ExpressCoin.com. That's whether in the U.S. or Canada, you can do it from ExpressCoin.com. Plus, if you've got a smartphone, you can download their app. It's also available over at ExpressCoin.com. Use coupon code FTL, and you'll get up to $40 of your cryptocurrency of choice with no fee whatsoever. So it's a great way to dip your toes in the water. If you're new to Bitcoin, this is a good way to go and get your first Bitcoin, up to $40 worth, no fee, when you use code FTL at expresscoin.com. So our toll-free number again is 855-450-FREE. By the way, with you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
Rich Paul.
And Cantwell.
And don't forget to check out Chris Cantwell's website. It's ChristopherCantwell.com. Chris, what will folks find over there these days?
Right now, I think on the front page, there's the latest episode of Some Garbage Podcast. We did a Valentine's Day commiseration special. I was alone on Valentine's
Day. Was that the day where
Day.
You... no, I thought you had a Valentine. Didn't Dave in New York call, and wasn't he your Valentine?
Yeah, so Dave in New York, a regular caller into Free Talk Live, had given me a call, and, well, you know, we've got certain standards on Free Talk Live that I don't have, like, on Some Garbage Podcast.
You can't say the F-bomb or the S-bomb here on Free Talk Live.
Right, and so Dave got a really nasty talking to from yours truly Saturday on Some Garbage Podcast. I think I've released the video clip of that is on my YouTube channel as well, and it's a real laugh if you're familiar with Dave.
You know, it was right after that happened, Chris, that Dave called Free Talk Live to announce that he was shutting down his YouTube channel. Do you think you drove him to the brink of frustration to the point where he is talking about shutting down all four of his YouTube channels?
I wouldn't be surprised, because I think, look, I gave him a very direct question. I say, Dave, what is it the doctors say is wrong with you, right? I've always suspected Dave had, like, Asperger's or something, right? Mm-hmm. You know, and so he told me, and he said he wouldn't tell me at first, and I said, it's Asperger's, right? And he says, yes, and a little bit of bipolar. So he's apparently got some, you know, some problems, and that explains why he's so bad at taking these social cues, as we've talked about before. And the thing is, look, I'm not nice about it when I do it, but I'm really trying to explain to Dave, the reason that people are saying these things to you is because your behavior is really bad, and you should really probably try and fix it.
You know, when Chris Cantwell is lecturing you about bad behavior, you must be really bad.
If you're putting yourself in a position where I have to tell you that you're turning off women, you know, it's a really awkward position for you to be in. So, you know, it's good advice that I'm trying to give the guy. And if you look at his YouTube channel, I mean, look, you can't, like, look at this guy's YouTube channel and the videos that he puts up and then go and take him seriously afterwards. It might be a good idea to delete those videos.
Our toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. So go and get the latest from Chris over on his website, ChristopherCantwell.com. We were talking about some of the variety of different legislation that we were discussing at the State House today. And, Chris, you were bemoaning the fact that there just seems to be a dearth of activists, liberty activists, at the State House. Although I think it is important to give credit where credit's due. There are, like, over a dozen of, you know, Free State Project participants who are there as state representatives. And they're there. And that's some hard work, and it's thankless, and they're getting paid $100 a year for that, plus a small per diem gas fee. So they're showing up, and they're doing
a lot more than we're making.
No doubt that some of the people, perhaps even the one that I mentioned, is working very hard to get those guys elected. So I will go ahead and give that's a lot of people who are working on things that they're not getting a lot of credit for.
But, you know, it's easy to critique the other people in the movement because you don't always see what they're doing. And I think that it's important to remember that the people in the liberty movement here in New Hampshire, many of whom have moved here as part of the Free State Project, I don't know what they're doing. They could be doing all kinds of cool projects, just that they don't talk about it.
Well, that's part of the problem, too. It's like, where did you learn to be an activist that you're not walking around with a camera? I'm sorry to tell you folks that, like, the some of the greatest value that you get out of your activism is the media that's produced around it. So if people are just walking around, I've been told of things that have happened in certain areas where there's 100 activists out there and not one of them takes out a camera. And I'm like, are you people completely out of your minds? You're throwing away 80% of the value of the work that you're doing.
Well, the good news is I did hear from Weta Claus, who is one of the folks in Grafton. And we were wondering, you know, what's happened in Grafton with the Free Town Project and them supposedly going into the town meeting again this year and kind of stirring things up. There was some mainstream media that was written about it. And I did write to Weta Claus, cause, and I asked him, hey, can you, you know, write up a summary? Let me know. Let us know from the activist perspective what happened. Because right now all we've got to go on is these mainstream media reports, which were interesting in their own right, no doubt. I mean, essentially saying that the activists in Grafton drew out this town meeting to 10 hours in length, and, you know, that there was all, you know, they apparently almost made the moderator cry at one point. And so I did get that from him. It's just in my email box, and I haven't, I'm going to put it up on freekeen.com. So, and he did say someone did get video of the entirety of that meeting. I just don't know if they've actually uploaded that yet. So apparently, you know, the gears are turning out there. They just, most of the areas don't have the kind of the withitness of the folks here in Keene as far as media is concerned.
Hopefully they're going to post a highlight reel of that 10-hour meeting.
Oh my God, yeah.
I won't be watching the 10-hour meeting.
Yeah, somebody needs to cut that down for sure.
Well, they could always put up on Freeman TV Raw or something like that. But I do think, look, I mean, it's funny to me, though, that the people who, look, I certainly am constantly attacked by everybody, you know, not everybody, but enough people that it's really well noticed. I know that you certainly take a certain amount of flack for some of the things that go on here. And we are the ones who are generally, well, I won't say we, I throw around a lot of criticism, but you're one of the last people to attack people, right? You've got to be one of the last people that would do something like that. But people throw that at you all the time, right?
Sure.
And I think that it's sort of worth throwing out once in a while that just like, hey, all you really, with all the, all these people with their phony superiority drive me absolutely out of my mind, because in a lot of cases they're not the doers and superior activists that they make themselves out to be, and it's really, really frustrating.
Well, you know, something that I think needs to be acknowledged is that the 80-20 rule is in effect in New Hampshire. And those who aren't familiar, the 80-20 rule is that in any group, and you learn this in school, right, where, you know, you get, it's group project time. And, of course, there's one or two people in the group project who actually do all of the work. The 80-20 rule is that 80% of the work gets done by 20% of the people.
Yeah, and I'm going to go ahead and say that the 80-20 rule does not apply here, because it's a much smaller fraction, I'd say.
You think
we've got
so?
1,600 plus movers.
Well, it's
kind of activism are you talking about, though? Because agorism is activism. I mean, if people are setting up farms so the rest of us have a place to go after T.O. Twiki, that's a form of activism, and there's all kinds of ways to do it, you know?
The end of the world
is we
know.
We do a lot, and we mostly do stuff that gets us in front of cameras, but, you know, if you're doing agorism, you might be a little camera shy. If you're doing, you know, anything.
There's people who are behind the scenes. I mean, there's people who, and it's important to
acknowledge. Or they're just
that
in front of different scenes that we don't see every day. Like you say, I don't know what's going on in Grafton, and I'd like to. If anybody is listening in Grafton, call us up and tell us.
Yeah, and I don't know what's going on in Manchester, and I'd like to know what's going on in Manchester. Unfortunately, freemanch.com hasn't posted a blog post since April of 2014. And the person who posted that post now blogs for Free Keen.
And Manch Free Press they've got, which basically is like an RSS aggregator that's posting stuff from my website.
Yeah. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here. You can share your thoughts, but that's why we need to get 20,000 people here, so we can get 20% of the 20,000 who will be the doers. So it's a big project. There's more coming up, and we're just getting started.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that has been set up to help you. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Representation Hotline. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. 800-691-6129.
Hey there, Guns80.com continues to surprise us with low prices and high-quality Ghost AR-15 rifle kits. At Guns80.com, Ghost AR-15 kits are an even better idea than buying at gun shows or through private parties, because the Ghost AR-15 kits at Guns80.com require no background checks, no registration, they don't even have serial numbers. That's what I call privacy. Go to Guns80.com to order your Ghost AR-15 rifle kit. No dealers, no hassles, ship direct. Guns80.com or 844-2-GUNS80. That's 844-248-6780.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You can bring up anything that you want. We were talking about we're going to get into talking about jury nullification. That's another bill of interest that happened today at the State House. Also, asset forfeiture was on the table for discussion. So it's been an interesting day. And, of course, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. What are some of the issues that you're dealing with locally? You're welcome to talk about those, too, here on Free Talk Live. It is open phones every single night, 7 nights per week. Again, at 855-450-FREE. We've got Skype as well. Skype username's lrn.fm. And, Rich Paul, you are one of the board of directors of nhjury.com. And we were just bemoaning the fact that we don't have enough activists here in New Hampshire yet. There's a great amount of them, no doubt. I mean, we've got, I think, there's no doubt that New Hampshire is the best place for liberty activism.
No doubt.
I mean, hands down. But it could be a lot better. And one of the things that people wonder sometimes is, well, they can't make it here right now. They can't be here this year. They can't be here in 2 years. Maybe they could be here in 5, 10, or 15 years because they've got, you know, kids that are growing up, or they've got an older relative that they're taking care of, or a career that they want to finish up. There's all kinds of reasons why liberty-minded people have, they've got to wait before they move to New Hampshire, but they're still wanting to help. And obviously they can help by sending money to Free Talk Live or Chris Cantwell or Rich Paul. I mean, there's ways to support with dollars, but there are other ways to support that could actually get you dollars. Rich, there's a contest going on at nhjury.com, and you do not have to be in New Hampshire to enter this contest.
No, you absolutely don't have to be there. You can win prizes by just submitting a great idea to the New Hampshire Jury Association, and a cash positive great idea is going to get you the most money, because we are about to engage in a lot of fundraising, and we're going to do that so that we can take the fight for jury nullification, not just to the courthouses and direct outreach, but also take it to the airwaves, also take it to direct mail, and all of those things cost money. But basically, when you think about it, we are pioneering this area for the rest of the free staters who have not showed up yet. So, you know, the more that you can support us, the better New Hampshire will be when you get here.
So the idea is to provide ideas that could help kickstart NHJury.com. And NHJury has been around for a little while, for a number of years, actually. I was given the website earlier in 2014 when activist Jason Talley decided he didn't really want to deal with it anymore. I stepped up and took control of the site. Then when you got out of jail, Rich, you were really excited about really breathing some new life into NHJury.com. You put together a board of directors. You and I are both on that board, and then one of the other board members was actually on the board of the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund, and City Evolution has put up $500 to give out as prizes to people who come up with these great ideas. So we've got basically each idea that you submit could be worth up to $50. So, you know, maybe it'll be $20, maybe it'll be $30, depending on, the board will decide based on, you know, how great of an idea it is, how much to award. And already, by my count here over at nhjury.com on the great ideas page, by my count, we've given away 6 prizes.
And you can select
a week.
And you can select how you'll get your prize paid. You
That's
can
true.
Get it in Bitcoin. You can get it in silver. You can get it in PayPal, or you can do what one person did last week and said, "Give it to Rich."
Did that work out for you?
It did. I got $20 that way.
So nhjury.com, you can submit your ideas there. There's a submission form right there on the page. And please feel free. Go for it. We would appreciate it because we want to take this thing to the next level. Fee just great. I want to make it clear, the Fully Informed Jury Association, they do good work, but they're more of a national organization that's trying to promote jury nullification on a national level. Mm-hmm. And NHJury is focusing in on New Hampshire, where we have some real special things going on here that just aren't possible in other places as far as jury nullification is concerned. It didn't ultimately work in your case, Rich, but it could have in theory. You were able to, through your attorney, to actually talk about jury nullification as a defense in your case. And in a lot of places in the United States, you just can't do that. So that's something you can do in New Hampshire that can't be done elsewhere. And so part of NHJury's mission is to inform people of their right to jury, you know, to nullify on a jury. And also to inform the legislators, which is something I did today, because there was actually a bill that that will be enshrining jury nullification, if it passes, will enshrine jury nullification even further in New Hampshire than it already is.
And the other thing that you get from statutory recognition of jury nullification is there were a couple of questions that my defense counsel asked that would have been ruled irrelevant in a normal case, But the judge actually found that the questions were admissible and said it can go to nullification.
Right.
So I can envision bringing in economists to testify that the drug war is doomed. I mean, if you can actually raise money for your defense, you know, there's a lot more that could be done than what happened at my trial, and you can win your jury nullification case.
Well, that point you just made there was actually one of the points that the government guys were making in opposition to jury nullification today. They said that, well, if jury nullification is enshrined as this bill would propose that it be enshrined, even more so than it currently is, then that could mean that the law itself would be up for testimony in a criminal case, meaning that you could bring in experts to testify as to why this law is bad. And then they said the prosecution could bring in experts to testify why the law is good. And they were like, we can't have this in our courts.
Oh, and before you know it, I mean, it might take them hours to send people to prison.
Yeah, and I got to say, when my defense attorney put in the thing to say, we're ready to go to trial, I thought that meant we're ready to start preparing our defense, because I didn't feel that had been done. We hadn't talked about bringing in experts on addiction to talk about how marijuana can help keep you off heroin. You know, we didn't bring in, any of the people that I really wanted to bring in. It ended up being almost a null defense. And, you know, the biggest thing is you've got to have support if you're going for jury nullification. And I think that if you're in New Hampshire, CD Evolution may well provide that. So
drop on by nhjury.com, check that out, and click on the Great Ideas link to submit your suggestions. So otherwise, I think the jury nullification bill went well today. I mean, there seemed to be some interest on the part of the state reps. And there were some good questions about it. Of course, the justice system trotted out their attorneys, and they came out and they said that, well, the current system actually is for jury nullification. And they bring up the Wentworth instructions, as they're called, which is the set of instructions that the judge reads to the jury. And one of the things I pointed out in my testimony was that when this judge, in your case, Rich, read these instructions to the jury, the way he read them put a certain emphasis on them that would have misled anyone on a jury to believe that what the judge was saying was the gospel. He would say things like, and you must interpret the law as I instruct you, and kept really asserting himself as I tell you this. You must listen to me. I am the judge. And so I was kind of explaining, because the claim on the part of the Justice Department was that we don't need this jury nullification statute. We've already got it here. See, this Wentworth instruction says the jury should convict. And that means that they don't have to. But when you're a juror and the judge is telling you, well, you listen to me and I say you should convict, then they're going to think that what the judge has said is that you must convict.
Right, as if this is just some polite suggestion from a guy who has the power to put people in prison.
Yeah. And another thing that I pointed out to them was that after your trial was over, where you were convicted for selling some cannabis and some 2CI, which they thought was LSD, even though it wasn't, you still got convicted of that one, the jury, when I asked them outside of the courthouse, why did you convict this man when you knew about jury nullification? Because it was made clear by your defense attorney what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Their answer, one of them answered, was essentially said that they thought they would be breaking the law.
I still want to go back and interview those guys in depth. I can get the list of juror names.
All right. The toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Has legalization of cannabis resulted in damage to the drug cartels? Plus, civil forfeiture was on the table for discussion today. We can recap some of that, too. You can also bring up anything that you want here. This is Free Talk Live.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Do you drink coffee? Was the last cup of coffee you had really good? Free Talk Live has teamed up with BuzzBox to bring you the best of the best coffee. Shade-grown, organic, top 1% grade Arabica. But what's different is for every 10 people that get their coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com, we can give another microloan through Kiva. Get a free pound to try it out. A free pound of the best of the best coffee. Help others one cup at a time. coffee.freetalklive.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.